probably beer and wine. That's it.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, beer, champagne, and of course the pops and stuff like that. But which is cool with me because I bring my own hard liquor.
I didn't know there was BYOB to a wedding.
Bring the pure, white
bring
Hennessy.
The Henny. I'll bring it. You don't bring the Henny Whites there?
No, you ain't bringing Henny Whites.
See, you know, Sarah, it's a celebration.
It's a celebration, and bitches.
So what? My dad's coming over for the fight.
Who? What fight?
Oh, shit. All right. This is
McGregor,
great.
Y'all paying for that?
Sarah. I am.
Oh, my gosh. What is going on? What? Then I'm coming over here too, shit.
I'm making wings too, so.
Nah, sure. It's a Saturday. I know you got to work.
What are you talking about? I work the daytime.
Yeah. Come on, that fight ain't going to show up till like midnight.
Oh, no. Oh, I can't watch the fight over here with y'all?
No, I'm talking about
Sarah. Nah, Sarah bougie and shit. Fuck that. You know, keep your fucking wings.
All right.
Man.
Can we start?
We can't start. I'm ready to go.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Studio Flow, where we listen to everything so you don't have to. One of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
I'm not groovy right now.
I know. I knew it. I knew that wasn't a Pierre Cardin. Yeah. And today we talking wins and losses, the third studio album by rapper Meek Mill, Philly rapper Meek Mill released.
Put an S on that, John. Come on now.
I got the Wikipedia open. Y'all need to fix this. It says the album was released October 6, 2017. No, it was not. But Over the Corner does say July 21st, 2017 on Maybach Music Group. It features appearance from Rick Ross, Future, Quavo, Young Thug, Luzi Vert, Chris Brown, Ty Dolla $ign, Yo Gotti, The Dream, Teyana Taylor. There was another dude. What's that dude's name? What's he at? Shit. Oh, he's not even in this part, but what's his name has him? Something. Oh, yeah, it is. Let's camera ass.
Oh, John, you have a hard time with that.
I really am. Production, Cardiac, DJ Mustard, Street Symphony, Wheezy, C Note, just to name a few. And the singles were Whatever You Need and Young Black America. So before we get into the album, I want to discuss with y'all real briefly the shit that has happened between wins and losses and what was the last album? Because it definitely was not.
Oh, you about to go down his whole
no,
life.
No, listen, you guys.
Let's just talk. How do you guys feel about Meek Mill?
Dreams worth more than money. No. Because look, he done broke up with Nicki. He had beef with you know who. So-called beef with you know who. And plus the gang. He dropped a couple of pre DC4s. He got the DC4, a couple of Meek Mill music, and we finally got this album.
The mixtapes were good. I thought, like, I love those.
I thought DC4 was good. Yeah. It took a while for us to get it, but when it finally got there, it was good. But to answer your question on how I feel about Meek Mill, I think he's cool. He's straight.
Yeah, I think it was bounced back. I'm happy about it. I mean. Some ugly things happened.
We're talking about Meek Mill, the person of this album now.
We're talking about both, aren't we?
No, you asked me how do I feel about Meek Mill.
I mean, I think even if you watch his interviews, I feel like he's coming around the circle. He's coming around the corner.
He turned 30 years old.
And he's even saying genuine things about his loss. Like, yeah, you know, that was an L. But I feel like I'm stronger. I feel like I'm wise because of it.
Dude.
He says loving things about Nicki Minaj, which to me, I feel like that's a hard thing to do. You know,
yeah, especially because I saw the Hot 97 interview and I watched the Power 99. I think that's the Philly radio station he did. And those were good interviews. I still think the best interview he did was with Taxstone when he was over on that car. but you're right. The way he came off in those interviews, you would have thought like, man, why didn't you just call this album Wins and Learns or Lessons Learned? Because that's how it came. I really thought he was going to have some losses. I mean, he does, but he doesn't take it as like I'm down and out. He takes it how LeBron James took this Golden State Warrior. Like, he's back in the gym, he's getting stronger.
Yeah,
don't
exactly
worry about
like
it
that, yeah.
I learned from it. I'm gonna be back. I'm like you, Manny Fontaine. Yeah, I'm gonna bounce back.
Yeah,
which was cool. I was just happy that he acknowledged some things. It's like with the Power 99 interview, he had to say Nicki. They played a game called Wins and Losses, and he said when he got with Nicki, that was a win. And it was like, well, when y'all broke up, he said, obviously, that's a loss because it's a loss when you lose somebody you loved.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that was a very grown man.
Yeah.
Really, he wasn't acting like that when he broke up with her.
Of course, you have different reaction when you break up with somebody.
So you post pictures of girls in your bed and shit like
he's
that.
He's hurt. People that's hurt.
Stupid. I'm not giving an excuse for
no,
it.
No, I'm not saying it was. But that doesn't mean but, that he doesn't. But that
broke up was almost a year ago now. You know that, right? That was in December. We're 4 months away from that.
So?
No, so I'm saying I'm not going to judge what he did at the, in December. What he's saying going on this promo tour or whatever this radio row he's doing. Now, because he seems to maybe he remember he was acting different on 444 and when 444 came out, he was like, man, that's a real game and blah blah. He seemed like he's switching it up.
Feel about it? Like you feel?
Well, Sarah doesn't like.
Is he an imposter? What happened? What Meek Mill do to you?
I just don't like Meek Mill.
Okay, what happened? What did he do?
What did he do? He yells at me.
He does yell, but
listen, he yells right. But first of all, no, you know what. I'm not gonna let that because the intro. You try to tell me you wasn't fucking with Wiz a lot. His intro game is impossible. I mean, not possible. It's like it's dope.
Impeccable.
Like
impeccable.
You can't fuck with the intro game. And when I heard the Wins and Losses intro, I was like, all right, Meek, because I wasn't the biggest fan of Dreams Worth More Money. That me and Sarah wasn't hype on that album. I mean, Mae Fontaine, he gave it a solid, but I knew this was different when we got to Heavy Heart. And even though that's a track number two, because
this
is why
I knew we got to Heavy Heart. And it was a track number 16.
Because y'all know how Meek Mill yells.
Mm-hmm.
They turned the beat down, and I was like, he don't even need to be louder, and he still rocked that shit. Like that's when he talked about how you know that bitch left me with a heavy heart, the gang left me with a heavy heart. It wasn't really too many songs where he was like, "This is all about the L's." It was just he was throwing in certain bars. I mean, we ball obviously with Young Thug, where he talks about they both talked about people they lost and such stuff like that. But it wasn't, we didn't get what did Nicki Minaj have? Not the No Frost, what the tears in your eyes or whatever. He didn't have one of those.
And I'm glad he didn't. I don't think he's that one type of artist. I feel like the way he played it was.
I think losing Nicki was worse for him than her losing him, though, because she don't seem messed up about it.
I think. Personally, non-musically, yes. Musically, no. I think Meek has this album I'm more impressed with than what we've gotten from Nicki this year. You feel that way or?
Yeah, I am. I definitely am.
With Sarah? This one album?
Yeah, let's talk about a single. The single was better than No Frauds or anything else that came out.
What's the single on here?
My gosh, whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you need with Ty Dolla Sign and Chris Brown.
Whatever you need.
You wanted some Tory Lanez and I played it. I really thought like, what women are you messing with that wanted to listen to Tory Lanez? But I forget he's younger than me. No, I'm just saying. I'm like, I couldn't picture a girl saying,
don't turn on Tory Lanez for Sarah.
I'm just saying there's so many R&B singers. No diss against Tory Lanez, but I couldn't think, like, I want to hear that. I'm like, what Tory Lanez song am I going to be fucking to?
That's a gang of them, man.
I guess on the Chicks tape. The Chicks tape, yeah. But it's weird because I don't look at Meek Mill as this like suave and debonair dude. So I was happy that he was able to rock on the DJ Mustard, whatever you need. I really didn't need the other girl songs. I didn't need the Fall Through. Fall Through was okay, but that's about his new girl. He is some Spanish chick he dated now. And then, Open. I was like, we got three girl songs. Like, I just didn't think we needed them. I didn't. Did anybody? How many women just?
He got 17 songs, John. I mean, damn.
This was too many tracks.
Yeah, it was
though.
Too many tracks already. Like
he could. All right, hold up. Did anybody on accident hear the clean version of this album? Because I promise, Google Play Music kept wanting me to listen to the clean version.
No, I did not. I listened to
the all right. 1942 Flows on the clean version is actually the third verse is actually extended, and he disses Drake in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shout out to Academics for bringing this shit up because from DJ Academics.
Yeah. Did y'all talk about that on the Studio Flow wrap up? I mean,
about a week ago. Yeah. What did he do recently that we would have talked about?
Well, Academics and Vic Mensa going back at it?
No, because we did see Vic Mensa before we recorded, right?
He was on D. Sue Samira. Yeah, then he was like, fuck DJ Academics.
Yeah.
John, all right. Just drop the ball.
No, I'm just saying if we saw it before we recorded. All right, so the extended clean version, it's like only like 8 more bars or something like that. No, a little more, like 12. But it says, I heard they say I talk about my rollies too much, but them flows you be using sounding stolen too much. And then he goes on to say, Swagger Jack and Jack and Nigga Swag, that's extensious, came in the culture like a vulture, now you winning. So he had threw some shots, and I was like, why is that on the clean version? And you didn't put that in the regular version? You think Hov has something to do with that? Because you know how Hov told Vic not to diss, but...
Who is he? Who is Vic gonna diss anyway?
Lil Yachty.
Yeah, Lil Yachty. He said ride with Illuminati.
That was his only excuse.
Yeah.
But it's weird because even in the interview he said him and Drake could be cool one day, but that's gotta be on his time and stuff like that. So I don't know why this shot was still in there, but I don't ever see them being cool, but I also don't see them being.
At like each 50, other, yeah. 50 at each other,
y'all rule. Yeah. I don't think that's ever going to happen. What do you think, Sarah J?
They don't have to be cool. That's fine with me.
So, do you have a favorite Meek Mill song? I know you know he yells, but when House Party was dope when he came out like a
this
boss.
This had to be gruesome for you. Like, if you could see her tone on this, like how she feels, she didn't want to listen to this album.
I didn't. I
think this makes it fun though, because I thought this was a pretty good album,
especially coming off the previous studio album. And you got to understand, he has a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
like if this failed,
he would have disappeared. It would have been he would have been Ja Rule.
Yes,
he would have been.
I don't think
Rule,
he would have disappeared. It's like you can't get rid of him.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you could have got me still out
here. Because he would have had nothing to stand on. At least he had good production. His beats was hard.
But his production's never bad on his albums, though.
True.
Because isn't he still with the MMG?
Yeah, he is.
They're not going to let him have whack beats. That's one thing that I could say about that crew. No one has whack beats, really. It's about how they sound with those beats.
But you know what?
I thought it was funny, though, that not to cut you off, John, but I thought it was funny that... Meek Mill is operating just like Nicki Minaj because he got mad at DJ Academic for not posting his
album. Oh my God,
that
was so stupid.
I was just like,
he
what?
Said that I saw that in the interview. He was like, we got to get better bloggers. And I'm like, you care about the, all right, man, whatever. But I thought what was dope about this album was the way it flowed, because you had your wins and losses, right? And then it slows a little down, heavy heart. But fuck that checkup, pick up. Then whatever you need.
I like that song. That song was great.
No, 1942 flow. Lil Uzi Vert. I'm actually excited. Like, well, I want to hear this album or whatever project he about to drop. 1942 flows, but then picks back up at Issues, right? Mm-hmm. Slows back down a little. Then kicks back up with Connect the Dots. Then fall through. Like, I like these little peak and valleys he gave us on this album. I don't know if he did it on purpose, but I think the album should have rapped A Young Black America, even though Teyana Taylor snaps on Made from Made It for Nothing.
Teyana Taylor sound like Keisha Cole, man. I don't know why.
Yes, I can see that on this song. I can hear Keisha Cole doing a certain thing. I like how Sarah perks up for that one.
Yeah, she did. Yo.
I thought she was going to be like, yeah, she did.
I didn't even know you made that far in this album. That's honestly.
I listened to the whole thing twice.
I'm talking about you could take Meek Mill to the gym.
Yeah, of course. He always
you can take Meek to gym. I don't know why people don't do that.
Body right.
Well, you have to want to go to the gym.
You know, he make you want to go. I can't listen to wins and losses and not want to lift some weights or run.
Yeah,
like that's the way his beat pattern goes. When the drums start picking up, you want to jog. You want to just go to me
or do laundry aggressively. It's gonna make you do whatever you listen to.
Folding clothes hard.
Yo, putting them clothes right away. Hit them stairs fast. I play it right before I go up some stairs. Just so I can hit that shit.
Wow. Anyways, I only like three songs on this album. So.
All right, what three songs are those? We got to get you talking. Because Sarah, you got a fan club and sometimes you don't be giving them what they need. What should we name your club?
I don't have a fan club. No, there's no name for them.
No, we're going to come up with a name.
The Sarah Bears.
The Sarah Bears are.
There we go.
That's a dope name.
We'll don't patronize out. Me. Anyways.
No, I'm being for real. Sarah Bear Stare. Five, four, three, two.
I like Fuck That Checkup.
Yeah, that was
a dope song.
Whatever song with Lil Uzi Vert and...
That is the same song.
She said two of the same songs.
She look, Sarah's going to say, I like Fuck That Checkup, whatever one was with Lil Uzi Vert, and the third track on the song. Album.
Yeah, there we go.
I was like, Sarah, those are all the same song.
You don't like the single, though?
No, I don't like that.
I like that. Well, what was the other song, though? At least one other song, I guess.
That 1942 flow. He had a song on here, and I was so mad at it. Like, he was talking about how he wanted to, him and his boys wanted to get with this girl, and then he got with the girl.
That's Fall Through.
Oh, yeah. My God. I did not like that song.
All right, first of all, this is the thing I want from Sarah J. If you not going to talk, because sometimes we're going to come across artists we don't like, right? And this will be first. But Sarah, I don't know why this stuck out to me, but I thought it should stuck out to you. What was with Meek Mill constantly bragging about having sex either on the first night or Raw Dog? Right, that shit was strange, and then on this out on that song Fall Through, he said, "I just wanted to fuck." Then I put my nigga on you, and then he said, "What's up?" And I was like, "I said I want you, but now that shit's done because I told him I love you or whatever."
Yeah, that's exactly what he said, and I'm like, "What is going on in this song?"
I was like, "This story is crazy." You know what? And I love Dave East. I just heard that Dave East and Chris Brown song. Perfect. That shit is weird too. Because that whole hook, they're talking about like, oh, you're perfect for me. You're perfect. You're the perfect girl. Why are we together? I let a good girl get away, right? And then Dave East said, I fucked all your friends.
Dave East is wild, though. That's what you're doing, though. That's how you live
in life.
How's
she perfect? And you fucked all her friends. I was like,
come on, man. You judging right now.
Shit, I'm just saying. Like, golly.
Jermaine said you judging right now.
All right, my bad. What do we think about Young Black America? I thought the song was dope, but the Jay-Z sample, which is actually a sample too, but we just give Jay-Z Mama Loves Me credit.
Mama Loves Me. I liked it. I mean, I liked the whole album altogether. What you thought about it? You enjoyed it?
I liked it. It was weird. I forget how dope that beat is. Even Shaq jumped on the beat to diss LeVar Ball, which y'all got to stop getting that man attention.
You know what? I don't even want to start talking about that because people were talking about how Shaq is notable, and I was just like, creditable, and I was just like, Shaq is Shaq, though. He's not the best basketball rapper. He's not.
Kobe ain't better than him.
Damian Lillard.
No, Kobe's
is the
not
best
Damian
basketball
Lillard.
Rapper.
Yeah, is better than him.
Yeah.
I heard KD have a better verse than him before.
Yeah, I really wanted to hear that Allen Iverson album. I just think it wasn't going to be.
I never heard AI rap. Do you remember one of his?
No. When you think of AI rap, to me, I just think of the Jadakiss commercial where Jada snapped. And
I'm not saying Shaq is horrible, but I'm just saying I'm not bumping that shit. I'm not playing that twice. I played it once and I was like, okay, I understand, but who cares? Who's LeVar Ball?
Yeah, now Jordan mentioned him too. Like, y'all need to stop. What did
Jordan's
y'all
was funny though. He said he could beat him with one leg. That was disrespectful.
All right. We all ready?
Yeah. I could guess.
Sarah J, go
one
first.
Two and a half.
Two and a half.
Ooh,
all right.
That's high.
Yeah,
I'm giving her four.
I'm giving it a 3.5. I think it's solid. Nice little bounce back. I want to hear more from Meek. I'm happy for him.
Dang,
Sarah want to see Meek fail.
Sarah, you know what? On fight night, I'm coming over here to fight you, okay?
Uh-oh.
In your own crib.
Sarah
Bear, to bed early
Sarah
with no
Bear
dessert.
Versus the gummy bear. Let's go.
Why I gotta be a gummy bear though?
Gummy bear.
I fight dirty though. I bring bats and knives.
You better.
That's
the only thing you're gonna have to go for you.
Better bring Jesus.
Help your pops help you.
Oh man.
Because John here sucker.
Sarah Bray gonna say, you want some of this too, old man? Sarah, no. Sarah, why you invite this man over here for this fight? Picking you up.
Yep.
All right. That's the episode. I think the next review up is the Vic Mensa, the autobiography.
Oh, thank God.
Sarah, listen, I appreciate the honesty, but I want some of these people to be on the podcast one day.
Thank God.
You got to be able to be like, you know, it wasn't for me. Nah. Oh, God. I dreaded this one. Hey, I had tears down my eyes.
Sarah just took off her bra, y'all.
Yeah, she's like, oh, God. Meek Mill, please. I know I'm not your fan, but don't drop another album. I can't review it. I'm going to be on vacation,
There's
John.
Nothing I can do with Meek Mill, man. I'm sorry. Like, whenever he has these beefs, I just skip past it.
You have to meet him with the same energy though. Just so much you know that.
Meet him with the same energy.
You see how
you
come
gotta tell him the same shit in his face.
Yeah.
You gotta say, I don't like you.
Yeah. I think Sarah will be like that though. She ain't gonna front for no stars.
I don't even like celebrities like that, dude.
All right.
Dang.
I think I forgot to mention that Jordan Banks, even though I thought it was pronounced Gordon Banks, but it's not. Was on his album too. He's on These Scars of Future. All right. At One and Only, at Kicks and Coffee, at Manny Fontaine, at Studio Flow Pod. Until next time, peace.
As I walk through the valley with my Latin flex, I'm the realest nigga in it, I just happened to rap. When they all thought we was finished, they was laughing at that. So I went and bought me a dawn and flipped the head to the back. Fuck, new jury, new whips on the way now. That's your bitch on the way now. Mama told me if you fall, never stay down. Stand up, nigga, I can never lay down. Wins and them losses, he come with being bosses. Shoot a pussy nigga in his head if he crosses. Take that shit to trial at the Fed making offers. 500,000, lawyer said we looking awesome. Swat that patty for them cuck, take them off us. Lil' bitch, call me Lil' Fish. Nigga try to turn my lights out of still lit. Streets calling and they say they want some real shit. Young boy looking like he hit a real lick. I got too many forms, man, this shit getting boring. Half a million last week, you would've thought. Niggas try to count me out, I guess they thought I was normal. They ain't know I was different. I like Lil' be my witness, cause we're